The following is a presentation of the Treasure Island Baseball Network.
Covering your Minnesota Twins means going beyond the dugout and diamond. This is the show that invites you in and introduces the other side to the players and coaches when they are away from the ballpark. This is Deep Cuts with the Minnesota Twins. Deep Cuts with the Minnesota Twins is presented by Discover St. Louis Park. Stay, shop, eat, and play comfortably close to Target Field. Find it all at discoverstlouispark.com. Now, here's Chris Atterbury.
Well, good evening and welcome to our final edition of Deep Cuts with the Minnesota Twins here for the 2015-16 offseason. We are ever so close now to the opening bell for 2016. Twins and the Orioles Monday afternoon across our network as the Minnesota Twins will have Irvin Santana on the mound in his first opening day start in his 11-year Major League career. The Twins have a little bit more business to do in Florida before heading to our nation's capital for some business in Washington, D.C. And then, of course, the regular season is upon us and all of the programming that brings with it, including the Palmolitor Show, which will start on Sunday. Sunday morning, the Palmolitor Show, 9:30 across our network. I'll be in studio with Jack Morris. We'll be joined by the skipper from Baltimore, and it should be a whole lot of fun. Paul is an incredibly insightful man. If you didn't have a chance to hear Paul on the Palmolitor Show a year ago, no thanks to me or to Jack, but because of Paul and the way he takes questions, the way he processes information, this is not your standard run-of-the-mill, one-dimensional, cardboard cutout manager show. You're going to learn something from Paul Molitor. It might be about baseball. It might be about guitars. You never know. But Paul Molitor's show, certainly worth a half hour of your time every Sunday morning all summer long. Now, coming up over the course of the next hour, we've got a lot of fun for you here on our final Deep Cut show of the year, including our final Scouts Honor competition. We're going to give away some tickets to a game at Target Field this summer. We tried to save a tough one here for the final night, so you'll want to have your Twitter page open and be ready to join us for Scouts Honor. We're going to hear from Corey Provis as he packs things up in Florida. Corey, kind enough to give us some time as the little ones napped this afternoon in Southwest Florida. We also are going to chat with Jim Rantz and Mike Radcliffe about a very odd part of the CenturyLink Sports Complex. It's the watchtower on the minor league side of the complex. You've probably walked by it a million times if you've been down there for spring training. You've probably huddled under it for shade. But what do you really know about it? Well, you'll find out. And it's any chance you have Mike Radcliffe comparing Jim Rantz to Rapunzel, you've got really a story that needs to be told. We're going to hear from Casey Feen. Casey Feen's a guy who is high energy. He is also very diverse. He's going to talk about some of his glamorous upbringing in Southern California, hobnobbing with the stars at Disneyland, talk about some of his collecting habits and his entrepreneurial side. And he'll also take three cuts with us here today as part of Deep Cuts with the Minnesota Twins. Now, earlier today, the Twins took some cuts in Florida against the Jays. Danny Santana having himself a day, 3-for-4 at the plate. Danny had a double and a triple and a 4-3 Twins win over Toronto. They are on quite a roll in the Grapefruit League now, 18-10. Darren Mastroianni's hot spring continues, 2-for-3, hitting .424 on the spring. Brian Dozier, a couple more hits. Joe Mauer drove in a run. Irvin Santana, while Danny Santana was doing it at the plate, Irvin, the opening day starter, a little bit of a rough patch today. Irvin Santana went 4 1/3. He gave up 3 runs. 2 of them were earned on 6 hits. Did not get through 5. Corey Williams had to come in and finish up that inning. Did give up a couple of runs. So Santana, who'd been very sharp as he'd been in a Twins uniform, according to Paul Molitor, be it spring, be it last year, Irvin Santana was out, roughed up just a little bit here today in his Grapefruit League tune-up. The bullpen, though, good news, outstanding. Our guest Casey Feen, along with Trevor May and Ryan Presley, three guys whose names will be called a lot this year, each pitched an inning. None of them allowed a base runner. They struck out 3, didn't walk a batter, didn't give up a hit. Alex Wimmers also was able to pitch in this one for the Twins. So the Twins, 18-10. They will face the Red Sox tomorrow, then Friday and Saturday in D.C. against the Nationals. Michael Tonk and Tommy Malone, they're going to stay back in Fort Myers to stay on their regular routine, and they want to stretch Michael Tonkin out. He has never been a guy who has been a long man. And we're going to talk about Tonkin and his spot on this team with Corey Provis later in the program. They're going to stretch him out to 40, 50 pitches in anticipation that he will have to assume that role. We'll see Hughes and Alasco throw in D.C. One note about the Orioles, who the Twins opened with in Baltimore. they cut the very popular Miguel Gonzalez, who'd been part of their rotation and a real bellwether in their rotation in many respects. He's given the Twins fits. The veteran right-hander had options. They didn't send him down. They just released him today. And they've got an interesting scenario, polar opposite of what's going on with Byung-ho Park. Hyun-Soo Kim, who they paid $7 million for from the KBO, not going to make their club. They're going to either try to convince him to take a AAA assignment in Norfolk, or they may buy him out. He may go back, if he can get a bigger offer financially, to Korea. A lot of questions about whether this is going to hurt the Orioles, who had some dicey dealings in Korea, kind of dodging some rules a couple of years ago. Will this hurt the Orioles in their future efforts to get Korean ball players? So a lot of that going on. You'll hear more about it through the weekend leading into the opening series in Baltimore. Right now, though, how about our opening clue for Scouts Honor as we move along with Deep Cuts? Scouts Honor, by now you know the drill here in our final show. The hashtag is Scouts Honor. It is at at Twins Radio is our Twitter handle, I guess is the proper term. And we want you to tweet us who you think we're talking about as we lift this description off of an actual scouting report of a Twin, past, present, or future. And clue number one goes a little something like this. He is bigger than people think, very athletic, and throws harder than people give him credit for. Again, the clue. He is bigger than people think, very athletic, and throws harder than people give him credit for. I'll give you a clue. None of that applies to our first guest, Corey Provis. He is not bigger than you think, probably smaller. Yeah, athletic, very good at Orange Theory Fitness, and also doesn't throw hard at all unless he's throwing it off the roof of the dugout in Cleveland, which we all witnessed. Corey Provis, though, does join us next. Again, Scouts Honor, hashtag Scouts Honor, at Twins Radio. Corey from Florida when we return right here on your home for Twins Baseball.
St. Louis Park is a great place to shop, stay, eat, and play. But did you know you better watch out for fly balls? Well, that's because St. Louis Park is that close to Target Field. St. Louis Park is close to it all, providing big city amenities with small-town charm and conveniences like free parking, and it's ideal for your Twins pregame routine. DiscoverStLouisPark.com can help you plan your next business meeting, weekend getaway, wedding, or any occasion. Receive discounted rates on lodging and planning assistance. Find it all in one place. DiscoverStLouisPark.com, comfortably close to Target Field.
Center for Diagnostic Imaging is the official MRI provider for the Minnesota Twins. In addition to offering CT, ultrasound, X-ray, and mammography, CDI has the most comprehensive open MRI program in Minnesota, providing our patients a calmer and more comfortable experience. It's your choice where you go for an MRI. When you need an MRI, tell your doctor you want to go to CDI. Visit mycdi.com/twins to learn more.
Big Auto Show savings are back at your local Northland Ford dealer. For a limited time, you can get a huge deal on the number one brand in the Northland. With an extra $1,000 in Auto Show bonus customer cash on the perfect Ford for you. From the fun-to-drive cars to the gadget-packed SUVs and F-Series, the best-selling trucks for 39 years straight, the time to save is now. Get amazing Ford value, huge cash back, financing as low as 0%, or attractive lease offers, plus $1,000 Auto Show bonus customer cash on Ford's full line of cars, trucks, SUVs, and crossovers. But hurry, missing out on an extra 1,000 Auto Show savings? Big mistake. Go to NorthlandFord.com and visit your local Northland Ford dealer for a test drive today. Based on CY sales, $1,000 Auto Show spring bonus customer cash varies by vehicle. Not all vehicle trims will qualify. For all offers, take new retail delivery from dealer stock by 4/4/16. See dealer for complete details.
There's two ways to enjoy the Hall of Fame taste of Killebrew Old Fashioned Root Beer and Cream Soda. Traditional glass bottles and six packs or by the case, or the Go Anywhere, Chill Instantly, Non-Breakable, Resealable Aluminum Bottles. Choose your fun and create a legendary memory today. Minnesota-made Killebrew Old Fashioned Root Beer and Cream Soda. Available at Cub Foods for your next get-together. Killebrew, it's how memories are created and legends are made.
This is the Treasure Island Baseball Network.
The show is Deep Cuts with the Minnesota Twins. It's our final Deep Cuts edition of the year. We saved our star guests for our final show as we welcome you back. It's brought to you by Discover St. Louis Park and we discover more about Corey Provis here this evening. Is Corey probably busy packing things up at his palatial Florida compound and getting set to head north with the club? And it's been, I guess, Corey, the greatest compliment you can pay to a camp in that it's been a rather uneventful camp for Paul Molitor and the Twins.
Really has been, Chris. And, you know, I think we all did a year ago, we thought the same thing. Then we got the Irvin Santana bombshell the last, day or so of camp a year ago. But, yeah, this has been kind of a ho-hum camp. And, yeah, there have been, like any other camp, some roster questions and I think some internal debates, but that's to be expected even for a championship team, you know, per se, say Kansas City. But I think overall you're right, that there really hasn't been, you know, knock on wood, that devastating injury or they're just this moment when you look back and say, boy, that could be the difference into this team getting off to a good start or not.
Three big questions and three big topics of conversation really entering camp. So let's kind of revisit them now. One of them was obviously the Sano move to right field. Now, I don't think the Gold Glove is in danger in right field, but let's be honest, as long as he hits, and he has hit this spring, it seems as if that's going to be a work in progress that folks on all sides are ready to deal with.
I don't think he has gotten as much action as anybody had mapped out when this whole thing began. I just thought, and just watching him play games out there and right, he didn't get that many balls. And, yeah, he bushed a couple here and there, and that I don't think anybody's surprised by that. I don't think anybody figured that Miguel Sano is going to have this thing down day one. But he needs to hit, and that's his value in this lineup. Now, I just hope that he doesn't, if he has a bad defensive game or two, Chris, doesn't take that to the plate. And you've heard this a million times, and you hope the guys can separate their defense from their offense. I hope that he can. If he goes through a phase where he's just not making enough plays, if he misreads a ball or two, or if he makes a really costly play late in the game, hope that never impacts what he does at the plate because he's so valuable in that number four spot.
Yeah, knowing Miguel, his confidence, I don't anticipate that to be a problem, much like he was able to adapt so smoothly to DHing for the first time. But you bring up a good point, Corey, late in the game. Let me throw out the situation that I know they're talking about in the manager's office, in the coach's room, as well as amongst the rest of the clubhouse. You're up one, maybe two. It's late in the game. You're going to the bullpen in the ninth inning. Do you go defensive replacement for Miguel Sano? And if you do that, at what point is there going to be a backlash because you get to the 10th inning and you know his place in the order comes up?
The backlash will be when his place does come back up, when you lose that one-run lead, and, man, you wish you had Sano batting. And, you know, I think that you can live with that. I'm not even sure if that's what the Twins are going to do. That's a good question that I think we'll bring up with Paul early on next week in Baltimore, if not then, certainly in Kansas City. But if you do take him out and say it's Danny Santana goes in the outfield and Santana makes a diving stop and right, then you're saying, hey, Paul's a genius. That was the right play because no way Miguel would have gotten to that ball. But the second that you do cough up a late lead and Miguel's spot comes up in an RBI moment, then I think you're going to look back and say, boy, that was a mistake.
Yeah, the one thing you don't want is a relief pitcher's hands on hips staring out to right field at some point this year. That was one point, Miguel moving to right field. One of the other major points of conversation was Byung-ho Park. And I guess the greatest compliment you can pay Byung-ho Park is that he hasn't been a story because he's been incredibly professional on the field, off the field. He's performed in both capacities as a teammate and as a player. And I think that is exactly what the Twins' best-case scenario we're hoping for.
What I've heard from both Paul and from Terry, now they've kind of tempered their thoughts a little bit on this because it is spring training, but they did say the word exceed, Chris. That came up numerous times, and that's great. I mean, that's all you could hope for. I thought it was interesting. Paul said, I'm not sure if it was late last week or earlier in the week, where he said that he doesn't have to necessarily protect the young hole in the lineup as maybe he initially thought. And I think that's interesting because you hear that saying in camp, you know, quality of at bat and all that. And I think that they've seen that. I think they've seen enough of that from Park where they don't have to always protect him in the lineup. And he doesn't necessarily have to sit against some of the more dominant righties in the game. And we weren't sure at the beginning if this was going to play into some kind of platoon with Park and whoever that left-handed bat would be. And in this case, Arcia, I don't see Byung-ho Park platooning anytime soon.
Yeah, I mean, he'll get a few days off here and there, but he's shown that he can swing the bat against right-handers at least, again, as you mentioned, in the Grapefruit League. Final big question was about Byron Buxton. Certainly was in the Twins' best interest if he could win that center field spot, and he did. And it wasn't as if there weren't other guys who played well. Darren Mastroianni had a brilliant camp, but Buxton has showed enough maturity with the bat. Certainly the defense is there. And frankly, he's getting better and better on the base pass throughout the course of the spring as well, that he clearly is the twin center fielder with zero controversy.
And he has become, he's not afraid of that captain label out there in center either, Chris, nor should he be. I know he's young in age and he's young at big league time, but hard to believe that Eddie Rosario is going to be the most seasoned outfielder with his Twins team when they begin the season on Monday, but that's the case. And I appreciate the fact that Byron said that he doesn't mind that he will, in fact, have to call off Sano. And I just hope we don't have that repeat of Kwasnicka Buxton from Double A last year. That would be a disaster. I think offensively, I'd like to see more walks and, utilize the bunt, but who wouldn't? I just, when that guy puts the ball on the ground, it's not a routine play by any means. And I've seen it a few times. Just a routine ground ball to short, how close he makes the play. And in the regular season, if he is out, that's a play that they might take a look at and challenge. That's what he's got to do. He went through some stretches down here when he was hitting the ball in the air too often. I think everybody would like to see that on-base percentage climb a bit, but, he's not going to bat leadoff right now. He's going to bat ninth, and until he can prove that he can get on base at a reasonable clip, I don't think he's going to move anytime soon from the number nine spot.
Yeah, and, you hit on-base percentage. This is not a lineup that has a very good on-base percentage, really, in very few spots. I know Maurer takes a lot of darts. He still has one of the best on-base percentages on this roster. Couple of things you got to look at when you ask yourself how consistently this group will score runs, because there's a lot of talent up and down in this lineup. On-base percentage going to be a part of that. Strikeouts, we know they're going to be high, but the timeliness and when those strikeouts occur, that's also going to be a big factor.
Yeah, we see it all the time. You just can't have that first and third or second base and nobody out and get that strikeout there. And it's that productive. I hear that a lot, and I believe in that. But I believe in that from certain guys in your lineup. I don't think that you're looking for productive out from your number three hitter, Chris, unless it's a sack fly. You'll take that. But you're not looking for your number three hitter with a guy at second base and nobody out just to advance him over to third base. You're looking for your number three hitter to knock him in and maybe change spots with him. Base percentage, I think, was kind of a lost story for the Twins a year ago. They were dead last in the American League in that important category. They were 13th in the league in OPS, yet they were, what, 7th or 8th in the league in runs scored. So offensively, this is a group that needs to make strides. I agree with you. I think they will hit more home runs. I think they will score more runs. But I think the strikeout numbers are going to go up in a big way this season as well.
Yeah, I think that there's no question just the makeup of this lineup. Some decisions were made roster-wise this last week. Tyler Duffy's going to sharpen things up at Triple-A in what looks to be a very, very good Rochester team out of the gates. And Michael Tonkin, after what could not have been a worse start to spring training, is going to be coming north as well.
That's the one that I think is offers the most debate. I don't think there's much debate, to be honest, how it played out with Duffy and Nolasco. I think Ricky just outpitched him. I thought it was Tyler's to lose, and he even admitted so, that he admitted afterwards, his last start on Monday, that he did himself no favors. And I think Ricky, obviously, I think the salary is a factor. You're paying that guy a lot of money, and I don't know how this whole thing would have played out too, Chris, if he was in the bullpen. I think that you're not looking for any drama, any storylines. That could have potentially been one had he been in the bullpen to begin the season. The Tonkin one, I think, offers a lot of debate because 2 weeks ago he had no business being on the team. You can make the case now that he still doesn't deserve to be on the team. But, one of the players brought up a good point with Tonkin when his name was raised a couple days back about him being on the team. He said, this is the first time where Tonkin isn't just replacing anybody, Chris. He's not just up there replacing a guy on the DL and maybe up there for a two-week stint. This is his spot. This is his chance. This is his to lose. There's no reason to look over your shoulder and look at, the calendar and say, okay, this is when so-and-so is coming off the DL. I may be going back down. This is a chance for him. Don't look behind you. You're going to be stretched out into a long man, a guy that's been an eighth inning, ninth inning guy at Triple-A in recent years and has performed very well. He takes on a different role now. He's going to be the de facto long man, and he's going to have to wear that. And that's something that this bullpen and this whole team will need.
Yeah, when you talk about the bullpen, Abad, Tonkin, and everyone at this time of year always likes to look at who's not on the roster, sometimes even more so than who is on the roster. But the way things are going, even as talented as some of the rotation guys are at Rochester, Corey, if things go according to plan, stick with these same guys for a while. You don't want to have to be reaching down in the first couple of months of a season for any reason.
I agree. And I don't think that the Twins can afford. And when I say the Twins, I mean Terry and Rob and Paul and Neil. I don't think they can afford to be too passive, Chris, with this bullpen this year. If these guys get off, if a couple guys get off the slow starts at the same time, if guys are performing well down at Triple A, heck, even Double A if they're on the 40-man, and you combine that with getting enough starting pitching, your offense is doing its part, then I think that this group, being the front office, can't be too passive. They can't hesitate to swap guys in and out. I think the bullpen that we see now is going to be vastly different come June. I think the power arms are coming. When they get here, it's up for those guys to perform at the various minor league levels.
Dan, I feel that message has been received on the minor league side. Do your job, because if someone's not doing it up here, they're not going to waste a whole lot of time. Final question with Corey Provis. Before you guys get to Baltimore, a stop with two games in D.C., I talked about that environment. Is it good? Is it bad? Do you like it? With a lot of players when I was down this past week, do you like that? Press box excluded for that high angle that you guys will have. Do you think that helps? In particular, I'm thinking a guy like Park to be in a big league stadium for a couple of nights before the opener.
Yeah, I don't think it's a bad thing. I think you're stuck in the same rut. I think it'd be different if you're playing the same team. If you're playing, say you go up to Fenway and play two games, or you go out to PNC Park and you play two games against the Pirates, I think that'd be different. But if you're going and you haven't seen this team yet all spring, and you're going to a big league stadium, I think that maybe gets you going big league mood-wise, maybe a day or two earlier. I don't think it's a bad thing to do that. Had the Red Sox not had some exhibition games, I think, in Toronto or Montreal, yep, in fact, I think this weekend, I think that the Twins would have stayed here and played a couple more against the Red Sox. But they have an exhibition series. So I don't think it's a bad thing. I think it's good for the guys to get out there, and Ricky's going to get a start, and Phil's going to get a start, and then we'll be off and running before opening day here on Monday.
And before they make those pitches, I want you to get Danny over to the Air and Space Smithsonian Museum, get a look at that moon buggy, just in case we run into some sort of a long game or a rain delay situation. You guys will be able to talk about one of the historic space accomplishments in our country's history.
Yeah, I think he is one that will speak the value of it and the validity of it. And I think that it's a good thing for him to go out and see it, and once again see it, and kind of educate us all into how it exactly went down, reality-wise, all those years ago. So I think we'll probably head over there on Friday if we can.
We'll need pictorial evidence of that. Corey Provis joining us one final time from Florida. This is Deep Cuts with the Minnesota Twins. Appreciate the time. Corey, we're back with another Scouts Honor Clue right here on your home for Twins baseball.
Listen, as a hiring manager, I've got to tell you, the best job candidate isn't always the typical candidate. Sometimes they're a grad of life.
Meet the grads of life, young adults of unique determination and experience, an ideal fit for your company in an entry-level position, internship, or mentorship. They might not have every qualification you typically look for, but they're exactly who your company needs.
Sometimes the best candidates aren't the ones you're used to.
Go to gradsoflife.org to learn how to find, cultivate, and train this great pool of untapped talent. Brought to you by the Ad Council and gradsoflife.org.
The following is a message from the Twins, Byung Ho Park.
Twins fan 여러분, 박병호 발코니 데이에 많이 참석해 주시고 기념 모자도 받아가 주세요.
Park wants you to come to the park on Monday, April 18th, when the Twins host the Brewers, and sit in Park's porch. This special offer includes a Korean-themed Twins cap. Act fast, as theme nights were very popular last season, with tickets selling out quickly. Visit twinsbaseball.com/park for more information.
When you were a little kid and you thought about what you wanted to be, teaching was at the top of your list. But things changed. And as you got older, teaching didn't seem like the best option anymore. So you're thinking you'll be something else. But what would your 12-year-old self say? Now you want to be a doctor. You don't think teachers save lives? 25 at a time. An actress? Try playing a different role every time the bell rings. How about a scientist? Ever heard of physics? Chemistry? Who do you think teaches that? Teachers today are breaking down obstacles, finding innovative ways to instill old lessons, and taking learning far beyond the four walls of the classroom. It's time to recognize that great things are happening in teaching and put it back on your list. Don't try to convince yourself otherwise. You had it right the first time.
Find out how you can make more at teach.org. Make more. Teach. Brought to you by Teach and the Ad Council.
Fox Sports North salutes our nation's heroes with half-price home plate view tickets every Monday through Thursday. Present a valid ID and receive tickets for you and up to three guests. FSN thanks you for your service.
If you're struggling to pay the mortgage, Making Home Affordable is a free government resource that can make it easier. Call 888-995-HOPE or visit makinghomeaffordable.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Treasury, HUD, and the Ad Council.
Our show is Deep Cuts with the Minnesota Twins. It's brought to you by DiscoverStLouisPark.com, as it has been all offseason long. That offseason is coming to an end. Regular season opener Monday, Twins and Orioles. Great stuff there from Corey Provis, alluding to that series, talking about, again, on-base percentage, strikeouts, when will they come, expecting to pile some up on offense. Question is, can they pile some up with their pitching staff? That's been something they've been lacking the last couple of years. And also interesting thoughts on Michael Tonkin and the way the roster has managed to shake out for the Twins here in the final days of spring. Let's get to our Scouts Honor competition, though, because so many of you hitting the Twitter to be a part of this. Our first clue tonight was he is bigger than people think, very athletic, and throws harder than people give him credit for. And the names that rolled in, very interesting. Johan Santana was one, and that really would fit. Very athletic. Doesn't seem that big, but very fit and strong. Does throw hard. Pat Mahomes got a couple of nods. Eddie Gordano. Jose Berrios, also a name that was thrown out there. Not a real big guy, certainly very athletic, and throws plenty hard enough. Here is our second clue of the night. Has the mental makeup that you want to see in a competitor. Has the mental makeup that you want to see in a competitor. Who is the player we're talking about here? We're lifting these statements directly from the original scouting reports of a Twin past, present, or future. And again, has the mental makeup you want to see in a competitor. Well, that's clue number two. Hashtag is Scouts Honor. At Twins Radio is our Twitter handle. Go ahead and keep those answers coming. Going to give away two tickets at the end of our program. In the meantime, stay put. When we come back, we're climbing the tower with Jim Rantz. See if he lets down his hair. That's next on your home for Twins baseball.
Cancel cable for CenturyLink Prism TV and get tons of HD channels, whole home DVR, and a wireless set-top box. Move your TV anywhere there's power, even outside. It's so much entertainment, you might feel like a Hollywood insider.
Oh, excuse me. I hate to be that guy, but I ordered water with a spritz of lemon. This tastes like a squeeze.
Just don't go too Hollywood. Switch at cprismtv.com or call 855-757-MYTV. Service may not be available in your area. Residential customers only. Restrictions, limitations, and monthly fees will apply. Contact CenturyLink for details.
St. Louis Park is a great place to shop, stay, eat, and play. But did you know you better watch out for fly balls? That's because St. Louis Park is that close to Target Field. St. Louis Park is close to it all, providing big city amenities with small-town charm and conveniences like free parking, and it's ideal for your Twins pregame routine. DiscoverStLouisPark.com can help you plan your next business meeting, weekend getaway, wedding, or any occasion. Receive discounted rates on lodging and planning assistance. Find it all in one place. DiscoverStLouisPark.com, comfortably close to Target Field.
At our last birthday party, we had 12 kids and a clown in a two-bedroom apartment playing pin the tail on my throw pillows. This year, we have a backyard.
When you're ready to buy a house, a mortgage from U.S. Bank can help make it possible. Visit a U.S. Bank branch, usbank.com/mortgage, or call 855-434-HOME to learn more. U.S. Bank, the power of possible. Mortgage loans subject to credit approval. Interest rates and program terms are subject to change. Deposit and mortgage products are offered by U.S. Bank National Association, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Peak performance. It's earned through patience, sacrifice, and working with the best. That's why Mayo Clinic Sports Medicine Center offers comprehensive sports medicine services. Discover our state-of-the-art facilities, injury prevention and treatment procedures, and performance training programs for all ages and abilities. It's sports medicine designed by Mayo Clinic experts. Make an appointment at Mayo Clinic Square in Minneapolis or Mayo Clinic in Rochester. Mayo Clinic is changing your game.
Celebrating 50 years of winning right, Pentair makes rain a home field advantage at Target Field. While our boys of summer are playing on the field, Pentair's rainwater recycle system is working under the field, capturing and filtering rainwater. The rainwater is reused to wash the lower level seats and more. And it's a hit, saving the Twins nearly 2 million gallons of water each year. Visit Pentair.com/twins to learn more about other sustainable water solutions. Pentair, the official sustainable water provider of the Minnesota Twins.
This is the Treasure Island Baseball Network.
Welcome back to Deep Cuts with the Minnesota Twins, brought to you by Discover St. Louis Park. Chris Atterbury back in my comfortable chair here in our network headquarters at Target Field after some time in Fort Myers. Now, if you've ever wandered over to the minor league side of the CenturyLink Sports Complex to catch Twins farmhands in action like I like to do, well, there's a pretty good chance that you have at some point sought shelter from that hot Florida sun in the shade of a giant green steel observation tower. It's the only shade around, and in fact, during minor league games, fans and the non-uniformed players watching their teammates compete all crowd beneath it, trying to get out of that scorching sun. Now, up several flights of switchback stairs, you'll find above that a covered area with padded chairs offering a panoramic view of fields 2, 3, and 4, as well as a much-appreciated and often overworked ceiling fan. Now, when the complex first opened its gates to the Twins 25 springs ago, that tower didn't quite make it. Here's Twins Hall of Famer, longtime farm director, and big tower fan, Jim Rantz.
It did because of budget restraints, and then they decided to move it where they'd have a better, or the tower would be better located to see two fields rather than just one. So we went the first year without a tower. And, of course, as you see, Chris, this tower is going to withstand you and me and about a million other people because it's made out of steel. It's already went through hurricanes and everything else, and it hasn't budged. But to my amazement, that tower cost $40,000. And they figured that they needed some room in the budget, so they scratched it for 1 year. The good thing is they put it in the next.
Indeed, they did. And in a much better and more efficient location. Bill Smith told me that the original design had included the tower as part of the actual minor league building, the one that houses offices and the clubhouse, the weight room, and, as Rance mentioned, only allowed for a view of a single field. Three games you can watch at once in its current locale. Now, practice towers are commonplace in college football, and in his time as farm director, Rance found it an invaluable resource and one the Twins certainly didn't have access to at Old Tinker Field in Orlando.
We never had a tower in the minor leagues before, and it is a convenience for the farm director or the staff to take in two or three fields at the same time and evaluate players. And it's something that, for me, it's a necessity.
Twins Vice President of Player Personnel Mike Ratcliffe spends his days buzzing back and forth between minor league games beneath the tower, but he rarely ascends. He lobbies for the tower to be named after Rance based on the fact that, well, Jim spent more hours in it than anybody else. And at one point, well, Mike even likened Jim to Rapunzel. As much as Ratcliffe prefers the scout view from ground level, as he adroitly pointed out, they don't have towers at all the various fields you're sent to scout a ball player. He understands why Rance prefers a bird's eye view.
I'm bearing down on individual talent, you know. I just want to see guys, you know, up close and, you know, watch them play individually. You know, Jim was in charge of the minor league, so big picture perspective, okay. And plus, you know, he's like the Pope up there. All his coaches would come up and talk to him, sit down in the chair next to him and, you know, give him one of these. I like this guy and this is the guy. So he wasn't watching any games up there. He was just listening to all the people come up and talk about the games. I'm sitting down here watching the games.
Jim certainly lacks the lengthy locks to make a convincing Rapunzel, as does his successor Brad Style. Now, Brad, like Ratcliffe or general manager Terry Ryan, prefers the scout's eye view, staying at ground level. But Rance, well, he was well-suited for tower life, and in fact, many a career path for a player was altered during years of upstairs conversations. Though Jim cautioned that you had to keep your voice down, turns out those conversations could be overheard by the shade-seeking players below.
You got to stay, you know, focused into the game, too. You just can't go up there and chit-chat with the staff. You got to see what's going on, because eventually we're going to have to make we're going to have to make some decisions on what we see or the staff sees on these players. But the tower itself is something that I know the staff like it. I know the fans like it. They'd like to get up there too. But we don't let too many people up in the tower. The one good thing, you know, there's a lot of good things, but for me, I like to get at that height and move around, and because if I'm losing on one field, I can go to another field and see a winner. But the fact really is, if you're up away from the crowds and so forth, you don't get a million questions by people saying, oh, who's this guy? Where's he going to play? Where'd he play last? And, you know, those are legit questions. But when you're trying to, you know, evaluate players, you got to stay focused.
Case in point, as I watched Tyler Duffy throw on field three last week with manager Paul Molitor, the Twins skipper was repeatedly badgered for autographs by well-meaning fans, something that wouldn't have happened upstairs. Of course, Paul would have got a very different feel, very different view. He likes that field-level view, the one he gets all season long from the dugout. As for Radcliffe's suggestion that the tower be renamed after Rance, well, Jim's not so sure about that.
I don't know. I did probably have spent more time up in the tower than anybody. I know Brad, he likes to be on ground level. I prefer up in the tower, and some days we get some inclement weather, and it blows pretty good up there. So I think the sign is appropriate that we have on it, staff only.
Ah, the old observation tower at the CenturyLink Sports Complex. It's there. You've probably never noticed it, even though you've probably huddled beneath it. Maybe you'll give it a look with a different viewpoint, a different eye, the next time you're at spring training. We'll take a break. When we come back, we've got a Scout's Honor Clue. Also going to catch up with Casey Fien. That's still ahead on your home for Twins baseball.
Kids don't have a field to play baseball on, they'll find somewhere else to play. Help the Twins Community Fund's Fields for Kids program build and restore fields. Learn what you can do or make a donation at twinscommunityfund.org. The Minnesota Twins Community Fund is supported by Minnesota Twins Cornerstone Partners, Target, U.S. Bank, Treasure Island Resort and Casino, and Delta Airlines. We thank them for supporting youth baseball and softball throughout the Upper Midwest and for getting more kids in the game.
You know what really gets a party started? Indoor baseball. Yeah, just find a broom or a pool cue, and you can use, like, anything as a ball. Cans, bottles, shoes.
Hey, bro, toss me that avocado.
Most party fouls are pretty dumb, but if you decide to drink and drive underage, you could lose your license and your freedom. Underage drinking and driving, the ultimate party foul. Learn more at ultimatepartyfoul.org. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Friday Night Happy Hour starts early in Target Field's Barrio. Gate 6 opens early during every Friday home game, so fans can enjoy exclusive drink deals from 4:30 to 5:30. Start your Friday night party in the Barrio at Target Field.
This is the news. This morning, we are saluting the 2.2 million women who have joined in the war effort. They now make up 37% of the workforce, changing their role forever.
The prestigious Harvard Medical School is breaking ground today, opening its doors to new female applicants.
Today, little girls all over the world look to the sky, where the first woman is now in space.
Military stereotypes are challenged today with the trailblazing promotion of a U.S. female officer to four-star general. It was just announced that the vast majority of last year's doctorate degrees were earned by women.
We've come so far, but our news is changing for the worse. More women die from heart disease and stroke than men, even though it can be prevented. Make a change at GoRedForWomen.org today. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the American Heart Association's Go Red for Women.
Deep Cuts with the Minnesota Twins, brought to you by Discover St. Louis Park. Welcome back. Our final program of the year. We've climbed down from the tower. And by the way, I've gotten a lot of questions. No, I was not allowed to go up in the tower with Jim Rance to do that interview. We had to stay down below. But those chairs do look comfortable. unsubstantiated reports there may have been a nap or two taken at some point post-lunch through the years at the top of that tower, which, again, remains largely empty now that Rance has retired. Brad Stiles said, no, I like to be on the ground. We do see some coaches up there. A lot of film crews use it these days. I asked Mike Radcliffe if Terry Ryan was a tower guy. He said, oh, gosh, absolutely not. He's too much of a scout. I want to remind everybody, you can follow Twins Baseball Live with the MLB.com at-bat app. Stay up to the moment at any moment with game day, live game video highlights, StatCast, news, and more. Download MLB.com at-bat, the number one app for live baseball on your phone and on your tablet. Now, one thing you can use your phone for or your tablet is to enter your kid in the Kids Opening Day contest. Now, the Twins opener is on Monday, but then there's the home opener on the 11th, and then on the 17th of April, the Twins are having their first ever Kids Opening Day. It's a Sunday, and if your child is between the ages of 5 and 14, submit a video essay answering the question, why I want to participate in Kids Opening Day. Winners are going to get 4 tickets to Kids Opening Day for the family, a t-shirt, and the opportunity to participate in an honorary activity that could include announcing starting lineups on Fox Sports North or on the Treasure Island Baseball Network, throwing out the ceremonial first pitch, opening gate 29 to Target Field, lining up on the baseline between players for the Twins or Los Angeles, even singing in the seventh inning stretch, among others. Again, all you have to do is get the video and then email it, kidsopeningday@twinsbaseball.com. That's kidsopeningday@twinsbaseball.com. In the meantime, back to Scout's Honor. Our first clue tonight was he's bigger than people think, very athletic, and throws harder than people give him credit for. Number two was has the mental makeup that you want to see in a competitor. And we're getting a ton of Eddie Gordado love from you here tonight. A lot of participation. Ultimate Twins fan, I literally think, has guessed every single Twin pitcher in the last 25 years. So, Devlin, you're going to wear the keyboard out, back away, pump the brakes. You have literally, I keep waiting for, I don't know, Carmen Calley to show up because you have literally listed every active Twins pitcher in the last 25 years. Love the effort. Maybe you've got the right answer. We don't know. Here's the last clue. Maybe it'll help. And I quote, he has impeccable control, is a strike throwing machine. He has impeccable control, is a strike throwing machine. Twins hope our next guest is going to be a strike-throwing machine this year. That's Casey Fien. We catch up with Casey and his famous friends. That's next right here on your home for Twins Baseball.
Want to go to a Twins game but have too much going on? Quadruple booked on the night of June 22nd? Are you playing in 5 different wiffle ball tournaments at the same time on July 6th? Is your August already full? If this sounds like you, say hello to the Twins Flex Plan. It's a crazy convenient way for crazy busy people like yourself to make it to Twins games whenever you can, whether you know in advance or decide right before the first pitch. Choose how many seats you want, choose your dates, save big on tickets, concessions, and merchandise. Don't plan, Flex Plan. Learn more at twinsbaseball.com/flex.
St. Louis Park is a great place to shop, stay, eat, and play. But did you know you better watch out for fly balls? Well, that's because St. Louis Park is that close to Target Field. St. Louis Park is close to it all, providing big city amenities with small-town charm and conveniences like free parking, and it's ideal for your Twins pregame routine. DiscoverSt.LouisPark.com can help you plan your next business meeting, weekend getaway, wedding, or any occasion. Receive discounted rates on lodging and planning assistance. Find it all in one place. DiscoverSt.LouisPark.com, comfortably close to Target Field.
Okay, this is the time, and your Ford dealer is definitely the place. Why? Because this is Ford Truck Month, people, where you can save big time on Ford F-Series, the number one selling trucks in America for 39 years straight. How does that keep happening, you ask? Because of trucks like Ford F-150 with game-changing innovation. Like a high-strength, military-grade aluminum alloy body making it up to 700 pounds lighter than the previous generation. Yeah, and it doesn't stop there, pal. F-150 is also the winner of a 2016 Kelley Blue Book 5-Year Cost-to-Own Award. Take a bow. And if you're looking for a beast, look no further than Ford Super Duty, delivering best-in-class standard horsepower and torque. This is the time, and this is Ford Truck Month.
F-150 KBB 2016 model year vehicle's projected cost to own for the initial 5-year ownership period is based on the average Kelley Blue Book 5-year cost to own data, which considers depreciation and costs such as fuel and insurance. For more information, visit www.kbb.com. Super Duty class is full-size pickups over 8,500 pounds GVWR.
A fun-filled Caribbean getaway is now closer than you think when you escape to Treasure Island Resort Casino. Splish and Splash your way to exciting family fun at the island's new water park, the Lagoon. Or treat yourself to a little pampering at Wave Spa, our all-new full-service salon and spa. Hotel packages are available, or just come down and play for the day. Discover your paradise at TICasino.com. It's island time.
Treasure Island Resort and Casino.
You're listening to the Treasure Island Baseball Network.
Welcome back to Deep Cuts with the Minnesota Twins, brought to you by Discover St. Louis Park, as we get up close and personal with Casey Feen and his many, many interesting friends. Now, being a major piece of the Twins' bullpen and welcoming his second child this spring should be more than enough to keep Casey Feen busy. But the energetic right-hander still finds time to do a little moonlighting.
Well, the company's called QVO. It's a question, vote, opinion. But it's an app where you can generate opinions on whatever you want to put out there and on the internet via Facebook, Twitter, email. And once you make your one opinion or what you want somebody to vote on, you can send it out to all sorts of, on one click, you can send it out to Facebook, Twitter, and your email in one click. So that's pretty much what our patent's about.
Casey's best friend, Brandon Zavala, is the brainchild behind QVO, and he and Casey are currently in another round of funding, even as they grow their client list.
We had Carly Fiorina, and then we have Hooters with us, and then the Twins just picked us up, too, so and they put out a poll. So it's been good. It just needs to get the name out there, and it needs to see how easy it is to mess around with it and create your own polls, and it's just a fun thing to have, and you get some good information from it. I think you got to have that cool factor, and you got to have that ability to get it out there, and people need to use it. It needs to be easy to use, and that's when the tough part for it is all the glitches, and you never figure out, and phones keep changing. You got an iPhone 5, then you got to change the programming to an iPhone 6, so that's been the tough part and the things we need to learn about.
Especially challenging for a guy who doesn't exactly enjoy the deep end of the social media pool.
The only reason I'm on Twitter is because we have QVO. So I'm not the social person. I don't think I've made a response on Facebook in a while, but I think I need to start getting on that.
Though, to be fair, that lack of modern technical savvy did lead Casey to one of his favorite off-the-field pastimes, collecting classic video games.
Well, it all started with when PS3 came out, and I was just getting frustrated with all the buttons, and I was just like, man, this game is too, it's just too hard for me. So I was like, I wonder what it was like to play NES again, and I just went back and started playing again, and all of a sudden I have a collection of like 70 games, but it's weird how it happens. Some of the games are even more expensive than the PS4 games.
Now, he confines his game playing to road trips and has been known to use his video game skills even to butter up his manager.
This is a fact. NES games are my favorite, but King Griffey Jr. For Super Nintendo is probably my favorite game of all time, and Paul Molitor is pretty good in that game. Dude, I went 3-for-4 with you last night, Molly. Thank you.
Now, Casey's certainly not intimidated playing for a big-time star like Paul Molitor. After all, he did grow up in star-studded Southern California with his friend Brandon Baker, also known as Johnny Tsunami from the cult Disney TV movie.
Well, we went to high school together, junior high together, played sports together, even took our SATs together, and we were part of ASB. I mean, he was just around the whole time, part of the group that we hung around with, and you wouldn't even know that he was a famous movie star when we were growing up.
Nah, you wouldn't know he was a celebrity at all. Until, of course, that celebrity status provided opportunities like this one for high school age Feen.
Oh, yeah. I mean, especially when he was with Disney, we get to go, and I got to meet Jessica Alba for the first time, walked around Disneyland. I was the photographer, and everybody wanted pictures with them, so that was fun. They told everybody that I was a kid from Seventh Heaven, and nobody believed them, so...
Now Casey can go back to Disneyland not as a faux photographer or a child actor imitator, but as a bona fide big league pitcher, a tech entrepreneur, and of course a classic video game enthusiast. Always great to sit down with Casey Feen. He's full of life and energy. We're going to have a little more time with Casey next when he takes three cuts with us here on Deep Cuts with the Minnesota Twins. And we'll find out if that fist-pumping persona translates well when he takes it from the diamond to his home. All that coming up next. This is Deep Cuts and this is your home for Twins baseball.
Russell Wilson here. With Play 60, United Way, and the NFL are helping kids play at least 60 minutes a day.
Healthy kids!
To get involved, go to unitedway.org/play60.
Donate!
Are you guys going to do that every time?
Yes, of course!
Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Need a location for your big event? Target Field might be the place for you. With many unique spaces around the park, there's a perfect spot for your concert, wedding, or banquet. Contact a representative to start planning your event today.
Oh, hi. Do you know what this is the sound of? It's the sound of me getting rewarded for doing my part to prevent wildfires. See, right now I'm getting a big, remarkably heartfelt bear hug from Smokey Bear. Thanks, big guy. And now we're shaking. Okay. First I made sure there were no low-hanging branches when I set up my campfire. Hey, Smokey, let me down for just a second. I need to make sure everyone can hear this. There we go. Then, when we were packing up to leave, I drowned out my campfire, stirred it, drowned it out again, and then made sure to feel it if it was cold. Oh, Smokey Bear really loves it when you do that, don't you, Smokey? Oh, he lets his hugs do the talking. Visit SmokeyBear.com to learn tips to prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
This summer, dip your toes into Target Field. Take a nine-inning float down the river of baseball bliss. Catch a Tony O Cubano and your favorite kind of cold one. Find a pal and a railing to hold on to. Because when Miguel Sano steps up to the plate, the entire world stops. And remember the SPF All Dang Day, because the Twins are your ticket to summer. Twin single game tickets are on sale now. Get yours at twinsbaseball.com.
It only takes a minute to find out if you may have prediabetes, and you can do it at doihaveprediabetes.org. But you're probably not going to, are you? Kids, work, listening to the radio. You're busy, which is great because busy people can't get prediabetes. Oh my, I read that wrong. They can. Should have worn my glasses. So visit doihaveprediabetes.org and take a short test, because prediabetes can be reversed.
Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
Welcome back to Deep Cuts with the Minnesota Twins. It's Casey Fien's turn to take three cuts, and three questions, all various topics. And before we start, we know you as a pitcher, but how was your swing back in the day when you actually stepped into real batter's boxes?
Well, my swing was good. My defense was not. I DH'd for our left fielder in high school, so that's about that where that goes.
Hey, that's not bad. That's not bad at all. Well, let's start with basketball, because as we discussed earlier, your dad was a basketball coach. You played quite a bit of basketball and were quite good at it. Describing yourself, are you more Steph Curry? Are you more LeBron? Are you maybe more banging around down low? You're a burly fellow. How would you describe your game?
Well, I'm more of a point guard. I like to dish the ball out. I'm not the scorer. I'm just the leader.
Just the leader, yeah. As for baseball, you have become quite renowned for your fist pumping and your emotion. You know, he's a very emotional guy on the diamond, and I think it's a wonderful thing. Are you an emotional guy all the time? Like, are you walking around the house fist pumping? You know, you throw garbage into the garbage can. Do you yelp, let out a yelp? Is that just part of who you are all the time?
I mean, absolutely. Live life to the fullest. Especially when I play video games, I'll definitely throw the controller and I'll definitely give some fist pumps when I hit a home run.
Let's talk about video games. I know you mentioned the Ken Griffey Jr. I'm going to put you in a hypothetical. You're forced to evacuate the house. The kids are safe. Your wife is safe. You got the family pictures, and you have a chance to reach in and grab three video games. Only three out of your vast collection. Which three are you grabbing?
That would be Call of Duty, Ken Griffey Jr. Baseball, and Baseball Stars.
And that would be worth a fist pump. That's Casey Fien with three cuts right here on Deep Cuts with the Minnesota Twins.
Yeah, and he did, in fact, fist pump as we concluded that interview. Casey Fien, interesting guy, and some great information there from Casey Fien with his three cuts, his entrepreneurial bent, and his famous friends as well. And, again, was quite a basketball player. Doesn't necessarily look the part. He's big, broad-shouldered, but he was a point guard and a very good one.
as Casey Fien, kind enough to join us on the final edition of Deep Cuts. Now, we've been playing Scout's Honor all season long here on Deep Cuts, brought to you by Discover St. Louis Park, where you can stay, shop, eat, and play comfortably close to Target Field. Find it all at discoverstlouispark.com. And we have our final Scout's Honor of the year tonight, and we have our final winner. Now, we got a ton of guesses, and many of you, including TC, eventually stumbled on our winner. The answer tonight was Brad Radke. Brad Radke was the player whose scouting reports we were reading. Justin Walczak is going to be our winner tonight of two tickets to a ball game at Target Field. We appreciate everybody playing. And if you didn't win, or if you won but wanted to win again, fear not. We're going to bring Scouts Honor right into the regular season with us as part of our pregame lineup card. Now, Brad Radke was drafted in the eighth round of the 1991 draft out of Jesuit High School in Tampa, Florida. He was signed by Jeff Schugel. Threw harder than people gave him credit for, was sitting 91 as an 18-year-old in high school. Very athletic. Great control, Terry Ryan said, more than anyone I've ever seen. Great will to compete. And for as long as any scout could remember, Brad Radke always had that wonderful, wonderful changeup. Now, he was actually born in Eau Claire, Wisconsin, but grew up in Tampa. Quickly zipped through the minors, a big leaguer at 22. Third in the Cy Young voting in 97 behind Clemens and Johnson. Made the one All-Star game in 1998. There were a lot of trades of Twins players during Radke's tenure, but Terry Ryan said, the quote, Brad was the face of the Twins. We never had an interest in moving him. And this time of year, you thought about Radke because he made nine opening day starts for the Twins, who will have their fifth different opening day starter in 5 years this year. Twins were 7-2 in those games. He was 4-2. Played from 95 to 06. Still looks like he could get it up there. Brad Radke, a beloved Twin, and with very, very good reason. So he is our final solution on our Scouts Honor competition here on Deep Cuts. As for your takeaways for tonight, we circle the bases with this. We stop at first base and let you know the first time, as Corey Provis brought up in a discussion he had with a current Twins player, this will be the first time Michael Tonkin's been on the big league roster, not as a replacement with a ticking clock counting out his seconds until he's headed back to Rochester. No one coming off a DL, not waiting for somebody to get right. Tonkin's job, it's his, no shoulder to look over, just perform. And when I talked to minor league guys about Tonkin over on the AAA field, they said he's the best AAA reliever they've ever seen. They never could understand why he was always coming back to Rochester. Will this be the year Michael Tonkin finally puts it all together? Number two, the tower, the scouting tower, originally cut for budgetary reasons. They had to lop 40 grand off the budget 25 years ago, and they opened up now the CenturyLink Sports Complex. The good news is, gave them time behind Billy Smith to reevaluate how it was designed instead of the tower being part of the building. It was able to be freestanding. You can see three fields from it. Casey Fien, cruising as a high school kid around Disneyland, pretending to be a photographer with Jessica Alba and Johnny Tsunami, who, by the way, starred together in Punks. They tried to pass Casey off as David Gallagher, who was, as Casey put it, that kid from Seventh Heaven. Now, I tweeted a picture of him to see if you think he matched up. Maybe we should take a poll. You can do that with our fourth base QVO polls. Question, vote, opinion. That's the company that Casey is a co-founder of, along with his buddy Brandon Zavallo. And again, the Twins are one of their clients now. Pretty neat little side bit there for Casey Fien. So that's Casey Fien, and that's Deep Cuts. A reminder, 9:30 Sunday morning, we're back with the Paul Molitor Show. Jack Morris and I will have the first of a season's worth of conversations with the Twin skipper all across our network. That comes up at 9:30 Sunday morning. And then Monday, the regular season opener. Corey and Danny have the call from Baltimore as the Twins and Urban Santana take on the Baltimore Orioles to christen the 2016 season. With that, kind of an unofficial pulling of the curtain shut on our off-season programming here. Deep Cuts was a whole new idea and a whole new approach. We hope you liked it. We had fun. Hope you did too. We'll talk to you as the season commences right here on your home for Twins baseball.
This has been a presentation of the Treasure Island Baseball Network.
St. Louis Park.